Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So while Barack Obama was talking about invading Pakistan in a scripted speech this week, former mayor and Republican hopeful Rudy Giuliani was talking about healthcare reform, and he was out calling the Democrats socialist and Marxist and things like that, and saying that he would propose tax exemptions of up to $15,000 per family to go out and buy their own health care and health insurance on the market, as the Times reported it this week, allowing individuals to direct that money toward the purchase of health insurance and other medical spending. He also said he opposed any government mandates that would require people or businesses to buy insurance, as John Edwards has proposed, as Mitt Romney has done in Massachusetts. And to help the poor or others struggling to afford health insurance, Giuliani said he would support vouchers and tax refunds, but he gave no details about how he would pay for them. What it really comes down to is that Mayor Giuliani is proposing the same thing that President Bush did last year, which fell flat politically, at least for now, and which a lot of Americans are still very skeptical of, moving from work-based insurance and government-based insurance to individuals going out and buying their own health insurance through medical savings accounts and the like. So we'll talk about this and other things, Rudy, with New York Times columnist Gail Collins. She was the editorial page editor, and she is now back to just being able to express herself as a columnist. Hi, Gail. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So what do you think about Mayor Giuliani presenting this health care plan in this way? I mean, this basically is Bush health care too, isn't it?
It is, pretty much. It's interesting, you know, watching him out there. He's a real throwback, so far at least, it's the old kind of Republican that we had, you know, way long, long ago before Ronald Reagan, although he talks about Ronald Reagan all the time. He's very, in many ways, very austere in his sort of vision of the way the country's supposed to be. And there's not, you know, the people are supposed to be responsible, they can have choices, they should take care of themselves, they should do their own, you know, health care thing, and they should, you know, America doesn't quit wars, so whether you like this war or not, we're going to win it, so we have to stay there no matter what we think. And it's he doesn't pander much in a weird way, you know? I mean, there aren't that many applause lines except when he talks about terrorism, and he's certainly not, you know, providing kind of a feel good vision.
Right. And the line that you pulled out from his speech for your column the other day is, "Deal with it the American way."
He's very into that, what the American way is. The American way is you don't let the government take care of you. You don't let the government make decisions. You don't let terrorists, you know, get the better of you. You don't lose wars. It really does sort of remind you of a dad, you know, saying to his son, you know, you're a Maloney, gosh darn it.
Maloney.
Maloneys, don't quit. Get back out there and, you know, do whatever it was you didn't want to do.
Right. Well, we know from when he was mayor of New York that he was very good at being the hall monitor.
Yeah, he's got that kind of thing, and it'll be interesting to see how people react to that. I mean, the reason the Republicans moved away from that vision was basically because nobody seemed to like it very much. People weren't getting elected on it, so they kind of incorporated all of this social stuff, you know, to make people think that their way of viewing the world would be imposed on everybody else, which does tend to make people feel good, and that, unless you're the other people, obviously, and that it's very, you know, and then of course they also went into, well, we'll give you prescription drug care, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. He hasn't done any of that stuff at all. He doesn't talk about spending money on anything so far.
Right. And I guess it's one thing to tout his welfare reforms, which of course is one of the things that he did as mayor that he's very much running on in these Republican primaries. It's another thing to start telling Americans who get health insurance from their company, from their employers, that you should stop doing that and move to individual health insurance policies, when Americans are already extremely skeptical and suspicious of this cost shifting that's taking place from employers and their insurance companies onto them as individuals.
Yeah, it does really, I mean, the two problems with our current health care system are, one, a lot of people don't get quality health care, and number two, businesses that have to compete overseas against businesses and companies and countries that that do have national health care programs are really getting creamed because of all the expenses they have to add on to their cars or whatever. And his plan does seem to be more closely directed at that. He has this theory anyway that I could sort of imagine that his thought was something, but his vision is this: you take your $15,000 and then you're going to go out and you're going to get a health care policy, and maybe your policy only costs $10,000. So you've got a $10,000 tax deduction. You get that other $5,000 to put into a kind of a health management account or a pension account or some other kind of tax-deferred long-range account. So you can raise your deductible and pay for it out of this account, and maybe people seeing this, maybe companies seeing this, will then give people more subsidies to buy into these things, and gradually we can wean people out of the company-based things. It sounds to me almost like it's more about that, really, than it is about taking care of the people who aren't insured. It's hard to imagine people
right.
who
it
aren't
is about that.
To do
I mean,
this.
That's yeah. exactly what President Bush proposed, a year or two ago, and, you know, which I guess ultimately America will accept or reject. But that's where President Bush was going, and that's where it looks to me like Rudy Giuliani is going. You know, one thing I wonder about that model is if what they're giving people is a tax deduction. One thing is that, you know, it's a bigger break toward health care for wealthier people who are in higher tax brackets.
Right.
Another thing is, why wouldn't the insurance companies just pump up the cost of health insurance to account for that tax break? You know, if the government is giving you a third off the retail price that you might have to pay anyway, why wouldn't they just hike the retail price by a third?
Well, this is where the great plasma TV analogy comes in.
What did he say about plasma TVs?
If you listen to the Rudy speech, you're just sort of amazed by how many times plasma TVs come up in it. His vision is that this is going to work just the way plasma TVs did. When they came on the market, they were extremely expensive, and then as many, many people started to buy them, they came way down. His vision is sort of the opposite of what you're saying. That is, a lot of new people come into the market to buy healthcare plans. More companies will start competing for these people. They'll bring their prices down because they're hoping to get more quantity.
See, but I don't understand that argument. I
mean, Brian, don't make me.
Maybe you're a better economist than I am,
mine.
Gail. But it seems to me that what we have now is as many people as possible trying to buy healthcare, mostly in groups, meaning employer groups, and he's saying that for some reason the market is going to work better to push down price when we're all trying to buy healthcare as individuals than when, you know, General Motors is trying to buy it as a group or whoever the employer is.
Well, you know, Brian, I think in the end, my feeling about this has always been that we're going to come once we get into the final election, we're going to have two candidates. One of them is going to have an ambitious healthcare plan. The other one is going to have a Bush kind of plan for tax deductions or whatever, and then we'll have a big long fight with
then we'll have the real debate.
Special interest groups.
That's right.
You know, running in, and people, most Americans actually do like their health insurance, and everybody's aware that there's this terrible problem with the people, you know, who aren't getting quality care. But this campaign will be speaking to people who mainly do like their own health insurance. Maybe they're worried they won't get to keep it, or that something else will happen.
So
we're going to have to see what happens then. That's going to be the big debate.
So it's kind of like you have Michael Moore over here saying in Sicko that everything is wonderful with France and England and other countries that have national health insurance.
Right.
You have Rudy Giuliani all the way over here saying, and he
long
went,
waiting lines in France.
We don't want France. We don't want Britain. It's going to be shortages. It's going to be low quality. And, you know, and somewhere in the middle, the real nuanced policy debate is taking place.
Yeah, but that the decision that Americans are really going to have to make in this election is this an issue they really want to deal with? or are they not?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
the politicians will respond one way or the other.
Not that any of the Democrats are proposing that we become like France or Canada. You know, theirs are all complex public-private partnerships. But one other thing about this. Did he, in this speech, where he was so down on government insurance that he called it socialist and he called it Marxist, did he go after Medicare?
No, he really didn't mention Medicare much at all, or Medicaid, except to point out that poor people are covered by Medicaid, and that he vaguely mentioned that in the future we've got big financial problems dealing with Medicaid and Medicare. We can't afford to do anything else. But he didn't really go there at all.
I'm going to be interested to see in the next Republican debate, which is this weekend, and I should mention that we'll be airing that on WNYC AM 820 on Sunday night. It's an ABC This Week George Stephanopoulos moderated debate that they will air on Sunday morning. Then we will air it Sunday night. If you miss it, 8 o'clock Sunday night, a 90-minute debate on AM 820. Then we'll talk about it here on Monday morning. But that's the next Republicans debate, and I wonder if with Giuliani making healthcare headlines this week, whether that's going to come up prominently and whether we're going to see much disagreement with it among his Republican rivals.
I'd be willing to bet you won't see much disagreement with it, but let's wait and see.
Wait and see. And one other thing before you go, I mentioned this other forthcoming debate in September, which CNN and YouTube will do with the Republicans, just as they just did with the Democrats, to a lot of attention. And Giuliani and Mitt Romney have said no thanks to the YouTube debate. Now, they don't say, I don't want to do a YouTube debate. They say, we have scheduling conflicts. But what do you think is going on there?
Well, Mitt Romney also said he thought it was unseemly. He didn't like the snowman, which I thought the snowman was sort of cute.
The snowman saying, I'm going to melt because of global warming.
Right. I mean, he wouldn't have been my my problem if I was a candidate. But, it's interesting, you know, people keep saying, well, they go to these town halls, look how it's actually very, anybody who has who's fairly good on their feet and who has a halfway decent personality does very well at town halls because the people are very respectful. And
they love Giuliani at these things.
Well, you know, they love, no matter who the candidate is, and to be fair, people follow Giuliani around and ask him, you know, about stuff that healthcare and global warming and stuff like that are their issues, but they're all very respectful and they're all, you know, very, you know, sort of conscious of being in front of a lot of other people. And also reporters on television tend to be sort of very solemn and the irreverence of the questions from the YouTube people may be the thing that's freaking them out.
Do you think that Giuliani is willing to face a question about 9/11 firefighters, the union in New York, coming out so vociferously against him and critiquing his actions on the day? He's willing to deal with that question coming from George Stephanopoulos, but he doesn't want it coming on national television from a fireman.
That could well be part of his thought. I mean, you could just imagine if you're Giuliani, actually, if you're any candidate, you can kind of imagine some horrible nightmare of a question coming from some kid sitting on his sofa in Des Moines somewhere.
As long as it's approved by the editors of CNN.
Yes, right.
All right, we will see what happens on Sunday in the ABC debate. We will see what happens Monday morning when we play clips from it and talk about it. And Gail Collins, who wrote this week about Rudy Giuliani's healthcare and other, well, we didn't even talk about Judith Giuliani, which you wrote about a lot in that piece. Gail Collins, New York Times columnist, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up next for this follow-up Friday, we want to know, now that we've done SUV and car counting, what kind of group journalism project would you like to do next? Call us now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.